This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Ervin Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. Kol Gagais Ho'ir Rishus Achas. All the roofs of a city are considered like one domain, such that no Eruv is required to carry from one to the other, even if the houses belong to different people. Ubilvad Shelo Yehe Gag Gavoya Asara Ona Mechasara, except for the roofs that are 10 tfachim higher or lower than the others. Divrei Remeir, this is according to Remeir. V'chachomim Maimim Kol Echod V'Echod Rishus Bifnei Atzmai. The Chachomim argue that each roof is its own domain, and one may only carry from one to the other if the houses below made an Eruv together. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon said, Echod Gagois, the houses, the Echod Chatzerois, the courtyards, the Echod Karpefois, and the Karpefois, Rishus Achas Lekelim, Sheshavsu Lesoichon. They are all considered like one domain, but in a limited sense. Only the things that were in one of these places when Shabbos began may be moved freely from one to the other without an Eruv. V'lo l'kelim sheshavsu b'sei chabayis. However, things that were in a house when Shabbos began may only be moved into a courtyard with which that house has an Eruv. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Ervin, Perek Tes Mishnah Beis, Gag Godol Samach L'Katan, things that were in a house when Shabbos began may be carried on the roof of that house, but if two roofs are connected, then an Eruv is required in order to carry those things around on the roof. If there's no Eruv between them, then the following laws apply. If there are two adjacent roofs, one larger than the other, Hagodol Mutter V'Hakotan Oser, it is permitted to carry on the large roof, but not on the small one. Chotzer Gedoilo Shenifritzo L'Ketano, similarly, if an entire side of a small courtyard opens into a large one, Hagedoilo Muteris V'Haketana Asuro, it is permitted to carry in the large one, but not in the small one. Mipnei shehi kepischa shel gedoila. Since from the large one's perspective, the opening between them is like a doorway, which would not require an Eruv between them, because the large one is separated by the shoulders on either side of the opening. But from the small one's perspective, it is a gap, since nothing separates them. Chotzer shenifritza l'rishos harabim, if the wall of a courtyard is entirely open to the rishos harabim, or there's a gap between them more than 10 amos wide. Hamachnis mitaycha l'rishos hayochid, o mirishos hayochid, litaycha chayiv divrei Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer said that the courtyard becomes like a Rishus HaRabim, and it is forbidden by Torah law to carry between it and Rishus HaYochid. B'chachomim oimim mi toicho l'Rishus HaRabim, v'mi Rishus HaRabim l'toicho poter, v'mnei shehi ke'karmelis. The Chachomim said that it becomes like a Karmelis, and it is forbidden by rabbinic law to carry between it and Rishus HaRabim, or a Rishus HaYochid. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Ervin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, Chotzer Shenifritzo, L'Rishus HaRabim, Mishtei Uchaseho. If the corner of the wall around a courtyard broke, leaving a gap on two adjacent walls between the courtyard and the Rishus HaRabim, then regardless of the size of the gap, it is forbidden to carry inside the courtyard. The same is true if the corner of a house broke. V'chein mavoi shenitlu kairaisav olachayayav. The same is true for a kaira or a lechi of an alley that were removed on Shabbos. Mutarin ba'oisa Shabbos v'asurin la'asid lavoi. They may continue carrying their that Shabbos, but not the next. This is provided that they broke on that very Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer, im mutarin la'oisa Shabbos, mutarin la'asid lavoi. Ve'im asurin la'asid lavoi, asurin la'oisa Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi argued in all of these cases that just as they are forbidden for following Shabbosos, they are forbidden on that Shabbos as well. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Ervin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet, Habayna Aliyah Agabe Shnei Batim. If there are two houses on either side of a Rishus HaRabim, and a second floor is built from one to the other over the Rishus HaRabim, V'chein Gesharim HaMufuloshim, or if a bridge is built over the Rishus HaRabim with walls on either side, Metaltalin Tachtehen Bashabas Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one may carry beneath them, since the space beneath them is considered a Rishus HaYochid. V'chachomim Oisrin, the Chachomim said, it is forbidden. Va'oid Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'arvin l'mavoy ha'mefulosh. Reb Yehuda also said that a sheet of mavoy may be made even for an alley that is open on both sides. V'chachomim oisrin, the Chachomim said, it is forbidden. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalet.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.